85571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour this absolutely terrific Thursday, April 24, 2025 edition. Going to Lansing, looking at bipartisanship. Democrat Senator Stephanie Chang of Detroit and Republican Senator John DeMoose of Harbor Springs. Chang and DeMoose continue pushing for a water affordability program after the proposal was neglected from being taken up for chamber-wide votes last term. Senator John DeMoose, Republican Harbor Springs, and Stephanie Chang, Democrat of Detroit, are again pushing for a statewide water affordability program aimed at preventing water shutoffs among low-income households. Yesterday morning, DeMoose, Chang, and Senator Rosemary Baer of Kegel Harbor, Democrat, reintroduced legislation. Three Senate bills. Senate bills 248, 249, and 250. During the 2023-2024 legislative term, the proposed water rate affordability program was opposed by Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller. She's a former congresswoman many years in Washington, and the Michigan Municipal League's 20-member board. They do have additional supplemental bills, starting with Senate Bills 251, 252, 53, 54, 55, and Senate Bill 256. Well, the major opposition point against these bipartisanship bills, primarily because of DeMoose, he's the only Republican sponsor, I believe, against these bills back in 2023 and 2024, was that the new program would be bankrolled by a $2 monthly fee on water and sewage services to all the other taxpayers. The state treasury could update the fee after 3 years, with the money going towards discounts, reduced rates for poor residents, and completely covering overdue past due balances. In addition, there would be money for cost saving plumbing repairs. In a virtual press conference, Senator Chang explained that instead of a $2 monthly funding factor, the new bills would reduce it to $1.25. In 3 years, this fee would be increased by a quarter, going to $1.50. And money collected would stay within the region based on information provided by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. They have the ability to track low-income people, perhaps on Medicaid, food stamps, and other services. They would be able to track and know who would be able to qualify for assistance. Chang went on to say, local water can choose to either participate in the statewide program with these funds collected in their region, or the local water provider can choose the local option, create a separate fund on their own, and still provide water affordability programs. Ching said. State Senator John DeMuth said the testimony that really got him behind the legislation was that a family of five who waited until the last person uses the bathroom to flush the toilet because they couldn't afford the sewer and water bill. Family of five would go to the bathroom and not flush the toilet until the last person went to the bathroom. DeMuth said this should keep every legislator, Republican and Democrat, awake at night. We're making an investment that pays off in the long run. Helping families pay their water bill reduces bad debt, will strengthen utility ledgers, and prevent costly public health crises down the road. One of the speakers on the virtual panel was Carrie Bauman. He's the executive director of the Northwest Michigan Community Action Agency. The 51-year-old nonprofit offers financial navigation resources, food distribution, and housing security assistance across 10 counties. Bauman described Doug, an elderly military veteran in Grand Traverse County. She explained the well he depended on for water fell into disrepair, and he could not afford the cost of connecting to the city water municipal water source. He came to our organization for assistance. The first thing we needed to do was to replace his water heater and the plumbing in his mobile home. Because he had been without water for so long, almost 12 years, Bauman said. This legislation is a game changer for community action in the communities we will be serving. We'll be helping veterans, seniors, even young families to rise out of poverty, starting with the most basics: a safe home, food on the table, and affordable utilities. Well, other speakers, State Representative Donovan McKinney, Democrat from Detroit, Tanya Myers Phillips, Democrat from Detroit, as well as Dave LaLuma of the Area Agencies on Aging Association, Rick Soule of the Michigan Section of the American Water Works Association, as well as Reverend Pastor Paul Perez of the Central United Methodist Church in Detroit. Well, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, in her fiscal year 2026 budget proposal, recommended a $6 million one-time general fund appropriation dedicated to water affordability as a start to these bills. $6 million, put it in the account, and then charge all other users of city water statewide a $1.25 donation into this fund. So we'll be following this story and basically seeing where it goes. Enbridge Tunnel Project. Donald Trump signing executive order labeling this project as needed for national security, for energy security. Well, a federal appeals court rejected Michigan's claim that Enbridge Energy lawsuit over the Line 5 pipeline is blocked by the 11th Amendment, which generally protects states from being sued in federal court. The court said Enbridge lawsuit can move forward because it fits under a legal rule. It's called the Ex Parte Young Doctrine that allows people or companies to sue state officials if they're asking for them to stop breaking federal law. And Enbridge is asking the court to stop Michigan officials from interfering with the tunnel pipeline project, saying that the state is violating federal laws. The court agreed that the case meets the legal standards and may move forward. Enbridge says it will keep pushing for the court to rule in its favor and keep Line 5 running, arguing the pipeline is essential for energy and the economy in the region. Well, Michigan argued the lawsuit was really just a way to take control of state land via a quiet title, quote-unquote, claim. And therefore, the state should be immune from the lawsuit. But the appeals court didn't find the argument convincing. This legal battle started when Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Attorney General Dana Nessel tried to shut down Line 5. Enbridge then sued in federal court, saying that what they were doing was unconstitutional. A lower court already rejected, Michigan's attempt to get the lawsuit dismissed. Whitmer later dropped her lawsuit, while Nessel continued her case in state court. Well, there's a little problem. We have a federal treaty at the federal level back from the 1970s between Canada and the United States, which covers this pipeline. Well, federal officials are continuing the process for approving the permits Enbridge needs to build the tunnel project to replace the pipeline known as Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac. Donald Trump, the Army Corps of Engineers, expediting the tunnel project. I just want more energy into the supply. Frankly, I don't care where it comes from. Supply and demand, prices will be lowered. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I'm getting text messages of donations coming in to the Legal Defense Fund. People have texted me legal. I sent them the link. I'm going to refresh the page. Let's see where we're at. Started late last night so far through today's show. Thank you, guys. We're at $850. And I just got another text from Gary and Wolverine. Gary, I just sent you the link as well. When you guys go to this website, there's also a share button. 9 donations so far, 2 shares. If you click on that share button, you can then share it on Facebook, by email. You can get a QR code, you can download the QR code to forward to people, or you can take a picture of it. Either way, it's able to be shared. And when you click on it, it says, did you know that every share can help raise an average of $35 toward a campaign? So share it on that campaign, givesendgo.com, or just forward the text message I send to you. If you donate it especially, send it to 10 of your friends. You tell them, I donated. Can you match my donation? Or can you donate half of what I donated? Just forward it to them. The story's there. All the information is there. And we also have the information at the bottom if you guys want to mail a check. Michigan Broadcasters, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. Now, a couple of our sponsors I'm going to visit today as a consumer. I'm going to be stopping at Tom and Karen Curtis's right after the show. I have to make a stop in Charlevoix. I'm going to go to 9996 Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey. Miss Vicky has something for them to take care of for her. And then from there, I'm going up to John Davis. I'm going to see him at MAGA Water. John, I'm bringing our 10 7-gallon jugs to fill up at your place. Then I'm going to stop over at Dr. Gary Willie's chiropractic office in Sheboygan. Stacy is going to give me a laser light therapy treatment on my shoulders and my foot. My podiatrist, great guy, Dr. Ronald Ohm, in Grand Traverse Foot and Ankle down in Traverse City. I bruised a bone while I was pounding in Vicky's signs last year. I stepped on a railroad spike and I bruised a bone in my foot. Now, I didn't know this, but your body grows a cyst, like a hard shell covering over a bone that's gotten bruised to protect it. Well, this one was growing. The cyst was getting bigger. It was actually fusing into the bone. And I went to Dr. Ronald Ohm in Traverse City. He x-rayed my feet and said, yeah, that's got to come out of your foot. I'll schedule an appointment to have you come into the hospital and operate on your foot. I go, Doc, I'm not going in the hospital. You got a clean, great office right here. You know, cut me open and take that thing out. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. Numb that bad boy out, open it up, cut it up, open and cut out that bone in that cyst. So he did. Great guy, operated on my foot right there. I watched him do it. He's like, dude, you want me to put up a curtain so you don't have to see it? I'm like, no, I want to watch you do it. He's in there with these big, look like cuticle cutter pliers, and I see him clip, 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 and taking out these chunks out of my foot, and it was like, man, this is really cool. He's like, dude, most people would be passed out by now. I'm like, no, I was pre-med. I can handle this. So, great guy. Well, the stitches are out, and Stacy says the laser light will help repair the cells in my foot, take away inflammation and get the cells firing and get them growing new cells. So I'm going to stop there, and then I'm going to go and take Mr. Snoop all the way to Sault Ste. Marie to see Dr. Jeff at the Sioux Animal Hospital. He's due for his shots, his vaccinations, and he's going to x-ray his throat and his lungs because he's got this hacking, sounds like a cat coughing up a hairball. And I'm like, okay, enough of that. So, Dr. Jeff, going to be 280 miles there, 280 miles back, 560 miles. So, Trucker Randy's back doing 600 miles today. And I'll be back later tonight, and we'll do the show tomorrow morning. Mike Solarski, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Edmund Burke. Randy and Miss Vicky, we have your back. Mike donated $100. Bob from Hillsdale, $100. Greatly appreciated that very much, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, if you'd like to donate, help us. The story's there. Just text me legal and my phone will send you the link. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and